Good morning to everyone. How are you? Now we are on Tuesday and 6 days till Valentine's Day. Let's pray a lot, no, for this day and all those hearts loving each other. But let's not just reduce this to husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend. No, love is what is. Man was made to love. All of us have to love. And we have to love God, and we have to love the others for the love of God. Anyway, little by little, we'll get to talk about this as we approach this feast day of hearts. Today, we read from chapter 7 of St. Mark, an important lesson. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus. Nothing strange, nothing new there. And they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with unclean hands. That is, without washing them. This reminds me of my parents drilling into their children, us, their children, to wash our hands. Have you washed your hands? Especially before eating, before merienda, and things like that, right? And the apostles, the disciples of Jesus, did not wash. For the Pharisees and the Jews in general follow the tradition of the elders and never eat without washing their arms as far as the elbow. And on returning from the marketplace, they never eat without first sprinkling themselves. There are also many other observances which have been handed down to them concerning the washing of cups and pots and bronze dishes. This must have been accumulated in the Talmud, which with the scholars and different rabbis, they came up with these interpretations and stipulations for any ordinary Jew. So, and this was carried on for generations. And the Lord and the Mark, St. Mark, tells us that there are many other of these observances which the Pharisees and scribes were strictly following. So they asked our Lord, "Why do your disciples not respect the tradition of the elders, but eat their food with unclean hands?" He answered, "It was of you, hypocrites." Wow, what an answer of our Lord, right? He went straight to the point. "It was of you, hypocrites, that Isaiah so rightly prophesied in this passage of Scripture. This people honors me only with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer me is worthless. The doctrines they teach are only human regulations." This is a revelation to us and for us to learn from. Ever since the Old Testament, the times of these early Jews, the times of Isaiah the prophet, when he prophesied this, and which the Lord quoted in this text of St. Mark. You know, we may be following so many rules that we fall in love with following the rules. And we could be sticklers about this with regard to others. That we come up with some kind of standard and a clique, you know, a group of people who are able to fulfill these requirements and shun those who have difficulty in fulfilling them. That's why Isaiah, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says that the people honors me only with lip service. Their hearts are far away, because they have fallen in love with fulfilling the law. But we have to fall in love with the one who made the law. The law is just there to help us go to God. The end of everything, the purpose of everything, everything should be vectored towards God. the law is an instrument. But these Pharisees and scribes and their followers, they just wanted to follow the laws. You know, just like what we have today in positivism with applied to lawgiving or lawmaking. So we just make laws, you know, human laws in Congress or in any parliament or legislative body. And we make laws which we require the whole society to follow. Like legitimizing abortion, euthanasia, and other crimes, actually. But humanly, because we fall in love, we are in love with ourselves making laws, that we forget the law of God. The one we have to concentrate on is the lawgiver, who is God, the supreme lawmaker, and that is God, the creator of everything. You put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions, the Lord concludes. I repeat that. And you put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions. We may come up with these customs, traditions, which are immoral, and we follow them like so much that we forget about following the commandment of God. We watch basketball or PBA every Sunday, we forget about the Sunday duty of going to Mass, right? To sanctify Sunday. Or we fall in love with something, hunting, going to the beach, going to scuba dive, wonderful things, right? But they're creatures, they're not God. But we give them so much importance that they supersede, they sort of crowd out what God wants. And then we claim that we have been busy. There was no time to go to Mass. Well, all of these come under this pronunciation of the Lord. He said to them, how ingeniously you get round the commandment of God in order to preserve your own tradition. For Moses said, do your duty to your father and your mother, and anyone who curses father or mother must be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, anything I have that I might have used to help you is korban, that is, dedicated to God, then he is forbidden from that moment to do anything for his father or mother, thus negating the fourth commandment, which is the commandment of God. How absurd, right? In this way, the gospel ends saying, in this way, you make God's word null and void for the sake of your tradition, which you have handed down, and you do many other things like this. And we need to examine ourselves about this, and how in our routines that we have devised for the day, how we have crowded out, how we have pushed aside, pushed to the margins or marginalized things regarding prayer because of a human tradition, a human requirement. Well, in fact, we are the ones who create that requirement. And therefore, we should be the ones also who should remove them or lessen them so that we can do what God wants us to do. Fraternity, this fraternity is hazing and practically going against the fifth commandment in treating plebs or initiates, or how do you call them, the ones who are applying to be members of such an organization. They're beaten, they're hit, they're what? I asked them, why do you do that? Well, it's the tradition. Well, this is a prime example of making a tradition more important, higher in moral value than the law of God, the fifth commandment. Thou shalt not kill, meaning we should not do anything harmful to a person because of his dignity as a son of God. A custom, wearing miniskirts. Well, it becomes customary But you know, we just have to ask young boys, young men. I mean, by the way, the legs of women are much, look a lot better, more attractive, or more. So it's very hard to concentrate, you know, and more and worse thoughts may occur, right? Anyway, this tradition of prostitution or trafficking of women, well, you know, it's just business. It's just business. It's just business. And we, you know, throw out the window the law of God regarding the fifth commandment, the sixth commandment, and so forth. Anyway, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!